First limb is about, as you know, during the last 9 to 12 months, our country has been engulfed by Ebola. And as a major political party, we felt it was our responsibility to begin to provide some leadership. We came to the United States firstly to extend our thanks and appreciation to the United States government, and also to ask the United States government to find a way to see how we can now begin to address the post-Ebola recovery program. And secondly, we also wanted to find an opportunity to speak to our partisans who are in the U.S.
So while you are here in the United States, you're also meeting with the members of the CDC here. How strong is your party?
Well, our party is very strong. I've had the opportunity to speak to a lot of Liberians who are citizens. Liberians in the United States have much concern about what is happening back home. They want to see situation improve. They want to have an opportunity to go back home. Liberians want to go back and invest. One other thing I'm hearing from Liberians is that the government is not creating the opportunity, the environment. And during my inauguration, I raised that same issue. Look, when you are in opposition to the government, you're not an enemy. And the government cannot create barriers that only people in government can have the opportunity to invest. And because if we have investment, Mr. Botte, more Liberians will have jobs. But if you limit the possibility for opposition candidates or not Liberians who are not supportive of the regime not to bring investment in the country, then we have a problem on unemployment. Because the government alone cannot employ people. Now you see a lot of Liberians are unemployed. The difficulty is so high in the country and people are complaining. And the government needs to change its course and say, look, the country belongs to everyone.
So are you suggesting that investment opportunities are limited to people who sympathize or support the government?
That is correct. Because, Mr. Botte, I know very well, for CEC, for instance, if you went to Liberia and carry any investment in Liberia, there will be no way the government will give you opportunity to invest. I mean, this is a problem. And we have to change that course.
Did I hear that Ambassador George Weah might run for president again?
There's a strong possibility. Ambassador Weah, for now, like I said, Ambassador Weah is primarily focused on his senatorial portfolio. What he wants to do in the next 1 year, 1.5 years, is to try to change the condition of our people, provide opportunity for them. He has said, in 90 days, he will find a way to see how he can concentrate on basic health needs of the people, go in the community, provide water. Because sanitation, look, we don't even have safe drinking water. Mr. Botte, sanitation is an issue. And Mr. Weah is primarily focused on that. As we go to 2017, there's a greater possibility that Ambassador Weah could be a candidate.
Your party has been plagued with a lot of, infighting. And there's been this criticism that your party is not, does not have no leadership.
I think that is history. That is the past. The party is very focused as we move forward now. You can see our president in the United States. We have a very strong team of leadership. We have a strong secretary general. We have a strong youth leader. The National Executive Committee is very strong. We're a strong leader. Ambassador Weah himself is in charge. We are not talking about reconciliation. We are reaching out to other political parties to come in. One of the things we've said, Ambassador Weah said at my inauguration on the 20th of July, is that one party cannot win an election, meaning the CDC alone cannot do it. We are reaching out to Liberians from diverse backgrounds, irrespective of political persuasion, to come on board. So we are reaching out.